Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord in Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning comes from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Most people enjoy conversation, whether we're talking politics or religion or sports. If all else fails, we talk about the weather. In our gospel text this morning, though, it doesn't really matter what the favorite topic was of those who were present when Jesus healed the deaf mute. Because after witnessing this healing, the ears being opened and the tongue loosed, they couldn't stop talking about one thing. That was talking about the wonders of Jesus. In our text this morning, Jesus is continuing his ministry to the Gentiles in the region of Galilee. The people had heard of his miracles, so they brought to him a man who was deaf and with a speech impediment, so that Jesus might lay his hand on him to heal him. Now, the text doesn't give us a lot of details of what's going on, but since the man has a speech impediment, we are led to believe he must have been deaf from birth. The text also doesn't explain why Jesus takes the deaf mute away from the crowds off to a private place. But we can speculate, the man being deaf, in a private place, Jesus could focus with the man one-on-one so that the man would know that it is by Christ alone that he is being healed. So Jesus is deliberate in this private place. He puts his fingers in the deaf man's ears, and then he spits and places hands on the man's tongue. Now, these actions sound odd to us, but the man's deaf. Jesus can't say, "Well, you know, I'm going to heal your hearing and loose your tongue." No, Jesus is signaling to him exactly what's going to happen. Your ears, your tongue, that is what I'm focusing on. And then finally, Jesus communicates where the power is coming from. He looks to heaven, lets out a big sigh, and says, "Epatha," which is the Aramaic for "be opened." And our text says, "And his ears were opened, and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly." It's a miracle. It's more than a miracle. It's downright amazing. My daughter is a speech therapist, and she tells me what you have to go through to train a person to speak and enunciate better. This man has been tongue-tied his whole life, and his ears were open, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. No therapy, no cochlear implant, no rehab. And the people around, they couldn't believe it either. They proclaimed it zealously that Jesus has done all things well. 2,000 years ago, the people could not and would not stop talking about Jesus. However, in our present context, the miracles of Jesus have lost their shock and awe. Nothing in the Bible surprises us anymore or catches our attention. The Son of Man's suffering, death, and resurrection has basically lost its luster. The good news that God the Father forsook his only begotten Son so that you and I would be saved from sin, death, and the power of the devil is no longer worthy of our frequent conversation, let alone small talk with our families and neighbors. before the Israelites crossed over into the promised land, God reminded them of his law. He told them, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." In our Rally Day kickoff downstairs earlier, I asked the question, whose catechism are you studying? Are you studying the catechism of Christ in the Holy Gospel? Are you studying the catechism of culture? So now that we're gathered up here and we had the primer downstairs, what words are written on your heart? What is it that you diligently teach your children and your grandchildren? What is it that you bring up in casual conversation when you walk by the way or when you sit or lie down or rise up? Do you ever talk about the redeeming love of Christ Jesus and how he gave his life to save us of our sins? Do you pray the Ten Commandments? Do you pray the Creed and pray the Lord's Prayer? You see, the free gift of salvation through Christ alone, it is amazing. And it's God's amazing gift to you. And it's just amazing, as amazing today as it was 2,000 years ago when Jesus opened the deaf man's ears and loosened his tongue. But have we ever zealously proclaimed it as the people did in our text? Maybe it's because our ears have become deaf to the truth as revealed in God's word. Maybe it is that our tongues have become tied so that we cannot confess the hope that we have in the saving love of Jesus. Maybe we have become mute to confessing our sins and deaf to receiving the grace of Jesus' absolution. Now, I have to admit, when you meet a stranger, when you meet with your neighbor, sure, it's much easier to make small talk. Sports, weather, rain, more rain. People tell you, oh, you should never talk about religion and politics. But there's one thing about our religion, our Christianity. Jesus' words are the words of eternal life. And when our hearts go deaf to God's word, our confession and witness to our neighbor goes mute as well. And little by little, drip by drip, our faith grows cold. Brothers and sisters in Christ, 21st century Christianity has become deaf and mute. So what shall we do then? We repent. We repent and return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Talk about the sacrificial love of Jesus with your loved ones. As we discuss downstairs, set a specific time of day and a particular place in your home where no phones are allowed, where the TV is shut off, and do family devotions. Pray together, read scripture together, read the Bible out loud so everyone gathered can hear God's words with their ears. If you live alone, do your devotions alone or call a neighbor or a friend and join together with them to share the good news of Jesus. Prepare yourself for those whom you meet along the way so that you can make a defense to anyone for the hope that is in you. Yet, do it with gentleness and respect. No one has ever come to faith by being beat over the head with a Bible, but it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can plant the Word, we can water and nourish the Word, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, God gives the growth. Yes, today is our rally day and the beginning of the educational year here at St. Timothy. What better day than right now to make a plan? Put an X on your calendar. Today we're going forward. We're going to do devotions every day at this time in this spot. And as was mentioned downstairs, if something comes up and you miss a day or two or three, don't feel guilty. Get back up on the horse and start over like you do on your diet or any other activity that you try to continue to do. Start attending Bible class. We have Bible class Sunday morning. We have Bible class on Wednesday evening. Shauna has a Bible class starting on Tuesday evenings with the ladies. Pastor Vail and I would like to get together a group of ladies either in the mornings or afternoons during the week. Please say something to us. Opportunities to be in God's Word and study by hearing the preached Word of God and studying Scripture. The Holy Spirit works in you and through you, opens your ears and loosens your tongue while drawing you nearer to Him through Word and Sacrament to keep you in the true faith. In our gospel text, by the power of Jesus' word, the deaf mute was healed completely, completely opened. His ears were opened and his tongue was released. And Jesus continues to work that way today through his word and sacrament. He works in people's lives by the power of his word. That's why your pastor is so annoying at reminding you, come to Bible study, be in worship, because these are the places where God gives his gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. It's why daily meditation on God's word is so vital to the life of the Christian. In God's word, his law exposes our spiritual deafness. But that his word, his gospel, speaks Jesus' powerful epitha. Be opened. God's word has the power to open your ears so that your heart might clearly hear the good news of the gospel. The gospel of the Lamb of God who came to take away the sin of the world. God opens your ears so that your heart can take hold of God's word and that you can believe in his word and then with the tongue confess the hope that is within you. God's word proclaims an amazing love of an amazing Savior. It's a love that compelled Jesus to leave the glory of heaven and take on the flesh of man, to suffer persecution and to be nailed on Calvary's cross on your behalf. It's a love that bound Jesus to give himself over into death, be buried in a tomb and raised from the grave on the third day. But before he came up from the grave, he went down to hell. And he proclaimed victory over sin, death, and the grave. Satan has no hold over him. Satan has no hold over you. One day when all who believe in Christ pass away and the last day comes, because Jesus has been raised from the dead, you too will be raised and joined with your soul and taken into eternal life. You see, there's a lot of interesting things to talk about there in the world. But none is more amazing than the Word of God. God's Word is efficacious. It does exactly what it says it does. It does what God has set it out to do. The writer to the Hebrews says that God's Word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hearing God's Word opens your eyes and ears, not only to the wondrous works and deeds that Jesus performed 2,000 years ago, but to the incredible things he continues to do daily in your life and the lives of others. Your triune God continues to daily and richly provide you all that you need for this body and soul. He gives you the ability to believe and strengthens your faith. He loosens your tongue so that you can confess your sins and then so that you can confess that Christ is your Savior. And most of all, he strengthens your faith so that through your fruits of faith, you can do works of good works of deeds for your neighbor, loving your neighbor as yourself. It is an immense love of an amazing God as he pours out boundless grace upon his creation. And we have only witnessed the very beginning. The climax is yet to be revealed. But St. Paul gives us a glimpse. Paul writes, "What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit." By the power of God's word, he opens your hearts, he opens your eyes, he opens your ears to the faith of the one true God. He has loosened your tongue so that you can confess Christ and him crucified, who is the true source of eternal life. To him alone be the glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.